tiredness is a pandemic in society today. What's the matter? Aren't people getting enough sleep? Possibly. But as important as sleep is, when it comes to the exhaustion that many are experiencing, I have a sneaking suspicion that the root cause runs much deeper than that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Anyone who owns a car knows what it's like to discover that yet again you have a flat tire. What a pain. But there's something worse than having just one flat tire. You guessed it. It's having two flat tires. That's definitely much, much worse. It happened to me just recently. While I'd been away for a few days, someone had kindly stuck a screwdriver in one of my tires. Great. So I put on the spare, but I didn't get around to having the damaged one replaced. And then yesterday, my wife came back into the house and announced that she wasn't going anywhere because a second tire was flat. As long as you have a spare, you're fine. But when the spare tire's been damaged as well, you ain't going anywhere. And that's how a lot of people live their lives. Emotionally, they're flat. And at the same time, they have no spiritual reserves to draw on either. Two flat tires. They're not going anywhere. People often ask me how, at my age, I keep up such a cracking pace. Well, it's really very simple. Every morning, I spend time praying. Time alone with Jesus. Time in God's Word. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. Renew your strength each and every day. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You cannot overestimate the power in God's word to encourage you emotionally and feed you spiritually. And my passion is to share God's word with you in a way that does precisely that. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.